Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara, I'm going a little back to Daf Hey Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings and Chizkiya read in Tevei the Megillah both the 14th and 15th, because he had a suffix as a called Mekefes Chaim Leis Yeshua Ben Nun. And the Gemara explains that we know that Tveria was an Ir Mivtzar, as we guess is Tveria, and so it was definitely Mukaf. But the question is, one of the signs was the yam, and what's the mukif? But lagabe bate ari chayma, the yam is not considered the mukif. You need the chayma. But lagabe megillah, maybe the ikka is that it should be protected, and it's protected, or maybe it has to be mechasi, and this is megali. Then it also says Rav Asi read in Hutzel on both the 14th and 15th, because he's mesupik if it was mukafas chayma, and he's meisu shu benu no not. So the rishonim have a shayla. So what's the pshat? All our cities, Yerushalayim, asking, how do we know? Maybe it was Mukaf Chayim Leis Yeshua Benun. How would anyone know? Why wouldn't we have to read on the 14th and 15th? Because we don't know if it's Mukaf Leis Yeshua Benun. Now, some Yerushalayim hold that the Shal is not in the game, Chutzlars. Yerushalayim asks his Kasha in Chutzlars. This sheet is brought in the Yerushalayim. The Ramban and the Rilov bring it on the Mishnah earlier in that Beis. The Rajman and the Ran on the Rif bring it on the Gemara in that Beis and in Beis. And the question is, maybe in Chutzlars it doesn't count, because you learn out, it has to be Mekafes Chayim Reis Yeshua Benun, and Chutzlars was have to do the Yeshua Benun. And we're learning out from Prozi, like the Gemara says, Ma'al Ha'alan is Reis Yeshua Benun, that was in Eretz Yisrael. So, are we Shainim that hold, Rishainim being down such a Shita, that in Chutzlars is no din of Mekafes Chayim. So the Rishainim's Shaila, how come all our cities, we don't have to do twice, we'd only be negay in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzlaretz, it wouldn't be negay. But the Maestro, the Rishayinim, all not the way. The Rishayinim, all it's even in Chutzlaretz. They bring a few rayas, three rayas altogether. First of all, from Rav Shua ben Karcha says, it has to be Mekafes Chayim Yemaisach HaShveresh, and he certainly didn't hold that to be in Eretz Yisrael. So, the ones that say Yeshua ben Nun only seem to be arguing about the time period, not about the place. But that, the Ran says, is not such a stark raya. Because maybe how about Talia? Of course, if you're arguing about if it's Yeshua Benun Achashverish, but mainly you're arguing if it's only in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutzlaretz. Then they bring a raya from Al Gemara of Hutzel. It says Hutzel was read on both the 14th and 15th. Hutzel is in Bavel. We have the Gemara in Ksuvis that says that Bavel will never see the Chevli Mashiach, and it means Hutzel in Bavel. Also, is the Gemara in Pesachim that says Yosef Ish Hutzel is Yosef HaBavli. And later on in Masechtas Megillah, we have that the Shechina in Bavel is in Bnei Knishta the Hutzel. So you have Kama Gemaras that identify Hutzel as being in Bavel. And you see there that it says that Rav Asi ran in Hutzel in the 14th and 15th. But there's a Girsa Hutzel the Binyamin, like we have in the second Lashon. So there's two Hutzels. There's a Hutzel in Bavel, a Hutzel in Binyamin, and there's Yisrael in the Chelik Binyamin. So that's why that's also not a Raya Mechraches. It's another raya from the Yerushalmi, which seems to say Mefurish in the Chutzlaretz Yerid, but some have a different gears than the Yerushalmi. Al Kopanim, the Rishayim will hold the Maisa that you do. Chutzlaretz also has it in the Mekafes Chayim Reis Yeshua Ben Nun. The Ga'inim say it, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. So that's not a Teretz. But the Rishayim say, what is the Teretz? How come by all our cities we don't lay the 14th and 15th? Maybe it was Mekaf Chayim Reis Yeshua Ben Nun. It could be here in America, it wasn't civilized Bechal, no people there. But in the places where there might have been people. So the Ramban says that normally you go bus arrive. Right? But the cities were in the book of Chaim Mr. Shubanun. So normally you go bus arrive. So in our Gemara, by Tveria, we know that it was Mukaf Chaimah. We just don't know if the Yam is considered Mukaf Chaimah. It's a question in Halacha. You can't go bus arrive if it's a question in Halacha. Right? We know there was a Chaimah. The question is that considered a Chaimah? But normally you go bus arrive. How about Hutzel? Hutzel, there were two Messiahs, there were two Kabbalists. There were some people that say that we have a Kabbalah, it's Mukaf Chayim Reis Yeshua Ben Nun. Some people say it's a mistake. So it became a Suffolk. But if you have no information, so then you go by Sarai if it's not a Suffolk. That's one thing. And Ramban also says another thing. He says when you have a Suffolk, you just say Suffolk Derbanan Lekula. That should be Mechayiv do both. Really, you should patter both, because Suffolk Derbanan Lekula. But you can't really patter both. Because if you're going to pat to both, you're not going to do Megillah at all. That can't be. But if you read it on the first day of your Dalit, so now to go read it again in Tezvav, that certainly you'd have the Svarah of Safed Derban Lekula. You wouldn't have to read it a second time. So merely read it the first one, and you pat it a second time. So why take it in to have that Cheshem by Tveria? And the reason why they read it twice is not the Ikar Adin, it's just the Midas Chasidus. So, but even for a Midas Chasidus, it's only when you have a reason to have a Suffolk. When you have a reason to have a Suffolk, then it's a Midas Chasidus. If you have no information at all, it wouldn't even be a Midas Chasidus. That's what the Rishaynin answer. But the Rambam is Mashma, that if he's Taka a Suffolk, he says, Lashin, Irshu Suffolk, when you do a Mason Mekafis Kavishu and an Achakein, the Rambam is Mashma Kair, and he doesn't say it's a Midas Chasidus. Mashma Ikir Adin. Why Taka don't you say Safi Darbana Lakula? So either the Pshat is the Rambam holds that since you can't pata both of them Misafik, so maybe that's good for a reason why you have to Mechayiv them Misafik. That's one possibility. That's what the Prima Gadim says. He also says another possibility, since Megillah is called Divrei Kabbalah, it's not just the Rabbanah, it's from the Kanes Nevi'im, it's in the Kisvei HaKadosh, it's a male that has a din of a Divrei Torah, and in that you would say Safik Lakula. But that's what the Rambam holds. And Shaul is a Bracha. According to the Rishaynim, then Ikar Adin, you don't have to lay on both days. You really just have to lay on your Dalid. So then it makes sense to make a bracha. But if you have to lay Ikar Adin on both days, so the Rishaynim hold you don't make a bracha either day, because both days are a suffix. You have to lay both days a suffix. You don't make a bracha either day. But the Rambam says you make a bracha. Since that's his man kriya b'dal, that's time to make a bracha. So what does he mean? If it's a Suffolk, the Reiv is not being Mechriya to Suffolk. You tell him you have to lay in Tezvav. So why is the fact that it's a Zman Kriya, the Reiv Ha'ilam, a good enough reason to make a Bracha? So the Gayin says, he's going with the Yishalmi, that with the Evan you are Yetzir with the Kriya Yadalit. So since with the Evan you are Yetzir, there is a Kiyim of Mikra Megillah with the Kiyim Kriya Yadalit, so merely you can make a Bracha on Yadalit. That's what it means that the Zman Kriya, the Reiv Ha'ilam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.